Quadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to the Tag Digital Squadcast with me, Steph, Marketing Manager at Tag Digital. And I'm joined today by Cara, Paid Social Manager.
Hello.
You'll all be used to hearing Cara's voice. And we're also joined by Craig, COO of Tag Digital. So it's nice to have you, Craig. You've not been on the podcast yet.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
How are you both?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I'm good. Got a sore neck.
Oh dear.
Fell off an e-foil.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on one before?
No.
Oh,
which is
no.
Why I fell off.
I don't even know what you do on that. I'm imagining like...
It's like an electric surfboard that's got like a kind of fin when you fly out the water.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you have nothing to hold on to?
No, you're standing on a surfboard.
Okay, yeah. Can you surf?
I mean, no, not really. Clearly fell off an arm and neck.
Oh no. Oh gosh. Okay. Well, yeah, that's because Craig's just been on holiday. So you can tell, if you're watching the video, you can see he's got a tan. So tell he's been away. Cara, you're also looking tan, but
I've
I believe
not
that's
away.
Not real.
Yeah, it is.
I'm giving it away. Sorry. Okay. So we're going to do quick fire, Craig.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Phone call or text?
Text.
I guess that one. Okay, morning or night?
Morning.
Fair enough. Marvel or DC?
Marvel. Are these all for me?
Yeah, these ones are.
Marvel.
I can ask Cara some in a minute. I always ask it. I'm trying not to ask the same ones. Probably sweet and savory. Yeah. I've asked you every time. Great. Cara. God, C&C. It's hard, you know, tongue twister and all that. Okay, Marvel or DC, Cara?
Marvel.
I had to ask someone what DC was before this. Anyone know what it stands for?
No.
Something comics.
Oh, I've forgotten already.
Is it not something comics?
It'll come back to me. Something comics, yeah. Detective Comics.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I never knew that the likes of Batman and whatnot mm-hmm. were those. Who knows? I don't like Marvel though, so I'm going for DC if you were going to ask me.
Why?
What? I don't like Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I've given it a chance, but I just don't know. I don't really like films.
Oh.
Wow.
To be honest. Yeah, I know, I just can't sit still long
I don't
enough.
Like films, but I do like the Marvel films.
You don't like...
I don't watch films very often.
I just can't concentrate for that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe, yeah, so... Whoops. Okay, swim or sunbathe?
Swim.
Sunbathe, obviously.
Do you like swimming?
Yeah. Cool down in the pool.
Yeah, fair. Okay, last one. Has to be a food one. Pizza or sushi? Craig.
Pizza.
Really?
Yeah, same.
Interesting.
Would you go sushi?
Yeah.
Somebody told me recently there's no such thing as a bad pizza, and I probably agree.
Yeah, I would
Fake
agree with
news.
That. I would agree with that.
What about a frozen one from the local supermarket?
Oh, no, that is true,
or
actually,
like,
yeah.
The, like, local corner shop.
Yeah, but, well, I think the point is any pizza is better than no pizza.
Fine, and also you can definitely get bad sushi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most of it.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
Okay, so I haven't even told anyone what we're talking about today, but it's exciting stuff. So we're going to be chatting about the new wellbeing team that we've introduced here at Tag Digital. So Craig, do you want to start us off telling us a little bit about what the wellbeing team is?
So the wellbeing team, I guess in the most kind of simple term, is responsible for taking care of the team at Tag Digital. We've got 6 wellbeing champions that form the team. Each member of the team is responsible for one dimension. I've actually got 2. There's 7 wellbeing dimensions. We all take care of one each. That champion in that dimension introduces a variety of kind of initiatives in that area, make sure everyone's happy in that area, and we kind of work together as a team of 6 to put together a kind of all-encompassing wellbeing strategy.
Nice. Cara, you a wellbeing champion?
I am, yes. I'm the emotional wellbeing champion.
Nice. Okay, we'll hear a bit more about that shortly. So why was the wellbeing team introduced in the first place? What kind of triggered the introduction of that?
There's kind of 2 things that happened at the same time. So we were exploring getting Great Place to Work accreditation. And at the same time, Laura happened to be at a Vistage meeting. The guest speaker at Vistage was Cesar Gamio. So Laura told me all about him at the same time as I was looking at great places to work. Heard about his wellbeing story, his wellbeing consultancy, seemed like the right fit at the right time. And him and his team introduced us to the whole kind of wellbeing process, and they've guided us through everything, which has been good. It's been good to have a kind of professional help us with that.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just with stuff like that, it's easier to have kind of an independent party to support you on getting you started with something like that. Because we all know how important wellbeing is, but it's kind of like, where do you start? So yeah, cool. Okay, and how does this tie in with Tag Digital's mission and culture and things like that?
Well, part of our mission is to, and you guys will hear us say it often, a part of our mission is to build the happiest, healthiest and smartest team in the world. And it's important to us that that's not just some kind of like top level throwaway comment. We work hard at it through a variety of different things, goals, quarterly goal setting and career development and things like that. But well-being, having a kind of robust well-being strategy fits into that as well. Helps us retain our team, and when it comes time to apply for our Great Places to Work accreditation, we've got the wellbeing stuff all ticked off.
I think it's also important to mention that as a member of the team that we're doing social activities, different aspects of what now comes under our wellbeing dimensions, but we were doing that, but we had an impact team, didn't we, Cara, actually? You were part of the impact team. Do you want to tell us a bit about that and what you were doing at that stage?
So the impact team was basically a team, and we would kind of come together and discuss social events that we could do, charity events that we could do, and kind of environmental stuff that could benefit the company, could benefit us. So I think the wellbeing initiative is kind of just that on like a bigger scale, a little bit more professional and researched and stuff like that in comparison to what we were doing before.
And tying more in. Sorry, Craig, go on.
I think our company and a lot of other companies, lots of this stuff is things that they do, but it's maybe just not built into like a kind of active framework. So it's important that anyone that joins our company can come in, see our wellbeing strategy, know how to engage with it. Whereas before, we did elements of it, but it was all just kind of as and when we felt like it, whereas this kind of formalizes it a little bit more.
And it's also easy to lose track of stuff like this. You can say, great, okay, so say with the impact team, because it was kind of yourself, Karen, another member of our team working on that, you've got so much other stuff to do as well. Obviously that's important, but it's so easy then to kind of lose track of what you're doing and kind of maybe not necessarily, but half-heartedly do some aspects of it.
Yeah, and I think the good thing with the wellbeing initiative and the wellbeing team is that we all have a dedicated initiative that we're looking after, and so we can kind of focus on that and get a bit more granular with what we're doing rather than a couple of people trying to cover it all.
Yeah, exactly. And actually that brings me on to my next question, which is, what are the different dimensions of wellbeing that we have at Tag Digital?
Do you want me to list the seven?
Go through the ones that we've got.
So the first two I'll do are the ones that I'm taking care of. So first one is professional. So our existing competency framework kind of slots into that. The next one is financial. So that's not simply pay people as much as you can. Absolutely, we'll do that. But we want the whole team to be financially literate, understand what's going on in the economy and the world of finance. So we're doing things like at the beginning of next month, a financial advisor's coming in to talk to everyone about the economy, about applying for mortgages, all that kind of stuff. And also at the beginning of next month, we're going to introduce a financial planning app that everyone has access to. So financial covers a lot more than just wages. The next one is social, which is not Cara's. Social is Jamie's.
Cara.
Social is Jamie's. Environmental, which Carolina takes care of. Mental, which is what Drew takes care of. Physical is yours, Steph. And emotional, that's yours, Cara.
That's me.
So, Cara, what kind of initiatives have you got coming up?
So my initiatives this quarter are focusing on resilience and emotional wellbeing training. So stuff that we can use in and outside of work, just to make sure everyone can kind of take care of themselves, take care of others. And then also we have a company billboard, which is one of mine, but also kind of Jamie and Carolina have aspects of that as well. So kind of shout about client wins, employee of the month, company updates, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of these dimensions, there's quite a lot of overlap as well. So it's important that we're all communicating well as a team. And yeah, so for mine, I do physical. And within that, I mean, that's probably the easiest one to guess. But making sure that everyone's keeping physically active when possible. So having, say we've got something coming up called Monday Motivations, so everyone's going to set their challenges that suit them or realistic for them but are still a challenge for that week, and then you're accountable for that challenge. So by the end of the week, we want to hear your progress. So it also makes it like a team effort, because I know it can be hard to say get yourself to the gym 3 times a week, but if you're all encouraging each other and things like that, it makes life a lot easier.
Does your table tennis tournament fall under physical?
Yes, that does. It does. I mean, people get pretty active in this office when they're playing table tennis.
Yeah.
So I definitely count that one under there. I'm thinking what other ones we've got?
Tough Mudder.
Oh, yeah. Oof. I keep putting that to the back of my mind.
Here, we've got 18 people signed up for Tough Mudder. That's good.
That is very good. And I'm absolutely petrified. Like, I love physical stuff, and even though it comes within my dimension, I'm nervous. I'm most nervous about the cold water. Does that?
I've not looked at the obstacles.
I'm going to actually be ignorant to it.
Honestly, last year before I did it, I did a couple of ice baths just to get used to being cold, and it helped on the day that it was fine.
I do like open water swimming, so maybe I just get into it earlier.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but I wear my wetsuit. I wear my wetsuit to the event. Oh.
I mean, you could, but that would be so bad.
And it would also... Oh, you'd be embarrassed. I can't run my wetsuit, and it's my favourite thing.
I can't imagine you can run 15K in a wetsuit.
No.
Is that a challenge?
Well.
I'd be probably quite hot. Hopefully it's like the hottest day of the year or something. Start of June.
Hopefully.
Producer Lewis is shaking his head. Are you doing it, Lewis?
No, you hope it's not.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so other stuff. What else have we got? Yeah, so Jamie is... He is? Which one is he?
Social. So he's doing things like, he's establishing kind of clubs and interest groups. So like things like book clubs and a five-a-side football team, things like that. Environmental is Carolina's. So that's, I actually think environmental, that terminology is strange because it doesn't actually mean like the environment, which is a bit more what the impact team was doing. Mm. It's a lot about more about your work environment. Things that we've included in the environmental dimension. There's a work-life balance assessment that's going to take place during the quarterly one-to-ones. And Carolina has also introduced everyone gets their birthday off as standard.
Woo!
Mental is Drew's, so that's a good one. Drew's done a lot. Actually, would have been good if Drew was here because he's done quite a lot of work on this one. I think people managers are going to get some sort of mental health awareness training. So they're kind of equipped to deal with any situations that arise. And then, yeah, we spoke about the last two, physical and emotional.
Yeah, cool. So in terms of measuring success, is that something that you guys have thought about, you guys and myself? Tell us.
I think in terms of measuring success, there's a few ways that we're kind of going to go about this. So the main one would probably, feedback from the team. So when we roll out our initiatives, just make sure that we are getting as much feedback from the team about their thoughts on them and how we can improve them, what changes can be done, and long term, if how it's benefiting the company and how it's benefiting the team.
I think success, there's kind of like two aspects to it. So in September of last year, the whole kind of wellbeing process started with a survey. So we did a company-wide survey. I've asked a bunch of questions across all 7 dimensions. Each dimension got a score, and we got an average across the 7 areas. We scored, let me just check my notes, we scored 71. You need 75 to pass, but our goal is to get 80. So we were slightly below the pass mark. It gave us a few different areas to work on. Some of the areas we did well on, so we'll keep doing what we're doing in that area. Other areas we need to do a little bit of work on. So each individual initiative will be reviewed through feedback forms, like Cara said. We'll engage we'll assess engagement levels with each initiative. And then in September of this year, we're going to redo the whole survey again. Hopefully our individual dimension scores come up, and that will mean that we score over 80 overall, which would deem the whole thing a complete success.
Yeah, it is interesting because, to be honest, when we first did that survey, we'd not done anything so specific, so now we've really focused on each of the dimensions, so I'm sure hopefully we'll be covering all aspects and not overloading everyone as well. Is that a challenge that you think will be faced?
I mean, I think you guys will have seen it, like when we pulled together the first list of potential interventions or initiatives, what was the number? Was it like 256 initiatives that we came up with? It was an insane amount. So we can't dump all of that on everyone at one time. It doesn't work. So when we launched the initiative at the end of last month, we launched with 10, 12 initial initiatives. And I think it's important that they're given the opportunity to kind of land and hit home. I think if you overload people with information at the beginning, it's going to lose impact. So we've got loads of content to roll out over Q1 and Q2 of this financial year. And in the background, we will be working on plans for Q3 and Q4.
And I think also communicating with the team is probably another challenge, getting these initiatives across. And I suppose that also we'll be able to tell from engagement whether we've communicated well as well with these, probably.
Yeah, I mean, with each one, you're trying to sell it, really, aren't you? You're coming up with a kind of brief marketing plan. It's almost a sales pitch to everyone, you know, come and engage with this initiative that we've put time and effort into. So that's why we're doing it kind of piece by piece.
And yeah, and I think as well, it's important that people understand why we're doing what we're doing and not just kind of firing loads of different initiatives at people. So doing our best to communicate as well as we can. So what can we expect from the wellbeing team going forward? Then you've kind of touched upon it. What can we expect?
So I have touched upon it. So we have a lot of content that we're kind of filtering through. The next few weeks and couple of months thereafter is planned in the background, so the team will kind of get drip fed that information and introduced to these initiatives over the next few weeks. In the background, like I said, we're working on Q3 and Q4. I think a lot of what we're doing is tweaks to things that we already did. So it's kind of formalizing those kind of things. A lot of content, a lot of new members to the team as well throughout this period of time, which is another challenge. So even if we've launched some initiatives in April and May and somebody joins the team in June and July, well, we need to kind of go back and introduce them the same way that you introduced everyone else to it. So I'm happy to have a team of six to help, because it's an awful lot of work. And I think in bigger companies, they have people dedicated to this as a full-time resource. I think the team will enjoy it. I think there's lots of good stuff that we're kind of lining up to roll out. And I don't know, you guys might know better than me, but hopefully people feel excited about it.
Well, I think they're really excited about the table tennis tournament, so it's a good start.
Yeah, you've done well with that one.
I would say mine's the easiest job there, really, getting people involved in a table tennis tournament who play it already. So.
Well, yeah. I think it's getting people excited about the stuff that we're launching as well. And that's obviously part of the marketing of it, is to like make a buzz about it, make people excited and make it something to look forward to.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining me on the Tag Digital Squadcast again this week. So we'll catch you next time.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital Podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.